I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. After a week in Chicago, I caught up with the Cardinal Stage Company's newsies at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It was well worth the wait. The cast includes the 14 members of Team Brooklyn, led by Cohen Barron as Les. In alternate performances, it's Team Queens, led by Reese Nielsen. Clearly, the parents, grandparents, and kids in the audience were there to cheer on their pals. They and the rest of us had a lot to cheer about. At the center of Newsies is an actual strike. It's a David versus Goliath story. In the summer of 1899, the newspaper barons decided to up the cost of papers. Their on-the-street sales force revolted. Led by dashing Jack Kelly, Julian Diaz Granados, with instruction from the scholarly Davy Cole Weston, they actually united to form a union. Street sales dropped, and circulation figures for Hearst's Journal and Pulitzer's New York World dropped as well. The first act moves to a clear conclusion with the triumphant Seize the Day, with Davy, Jack, Les, and the Newsies united. But Brooklyn, the largest group of Newsies, they're undecided, and Jack's longing for a simpler life in Santa Fe leads to his taking a bribe from Pulitzer, a smooth-singing George Moeller. We're happy with the unity, but a little nervous about the next steps. The second act is a bit more complicated. It opens with the show's moving heart song. It's crutchy James Stibbe writing to Jack from the jail of the kids' refuge. The Newsies of Brooklyn, the country's sixth largest city, come in with Brooklyn's Here, sung from near the ceiling by Spot Conlon, Sean Puent. Later, Jack and the clever-talking Katie Scarlett Swaney as Kate, the pioneering newspaper reporter, share a tender moment of romance with Something to Believe In. I should mention Isabel Holliday, who is Jack's patron and the irrepressible parasol-twirling vaudevillian Meta Larkin sings a lovely period piece. And I couldn't bear to ignore Sean Sear as weaselly news seller with his cohort of Don Paliero and Joseph David Massengali as the Delancey brothers. The strike is settled with a strong push from the bully Governor Teddy Roosevelt, Tom Trent, with a compromise that saves face for all. The newspaper price increase will remain, and the owners agree to buy back unsold copies. Catherine will continue to work as a reporter, off the woman's page, and the artistic Jack will do political cartoons. There's the concluding Once and For All song and the finale to wrap up a production that drew loud applause and even a bit of a standing ovation. Director Kate Galvin has taken the Disney movie off the screen to put together an eye and ear-catching show. Costume designer Brittany Kugler has done a wonderful job with the dress, from the ragged to the dignified. Keith Truax's lighting kept our attention focused on just the right parts of the stage. Choreographer Dan Dunn has the athletic cast dancing in patterns that keep changing and offers solo spots as well. Music director Hannah J. Call has the whole cast singing, pays special attention to soloists, and keeps a gentle hand on her varied and supporting orchestra. The Cardinal Stage Company's Newsies at the Buskirk Chumley Theater plays through December 29th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.